This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's government has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to, quote, counter the Kremlin's nuclear blackmail after Russian President Vladimir Putin revealed plans to station tactical atomic weapons in Belarus. Putin announced the plan in a television interview that aired on Saturday. One Ukrainian official said Sunday Russia, quote, took Belarus as nuclear hostage, but Moscow said it was making the move in response to the West's increasing military support for Ukraine. A large explosion left a wide crater and damaged buildings in western Russia on Sunday. Steve Karish has more.
Russia's state news agency TASS, quoting local law enforcement officials, say the blast was caused by a Ukrainian drone. Kyiv has not commented. Kirovsk is in the Tula region, about 300 kilometers from Russia's border with Ukraine and 175 kilometers south of Moscow. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister on Sunday, a day after the minister called for a halt to the planned overhaul of Israel's judiciary that has divided the country. Netanyahu's office did not provide further details. The former army general is a senior member of Netanyahu's Likud party. The move signals the prime minister will move ahead this week with the plans for the overhaul, which has sparked widespread opposition. Tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets. Military and business leaders have spoken out against it, and leading allies of Israel have voiced concerns. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was greeted by schoolchildren, dancers, and drummers as she arrived in Ghana for a start of a week-long visit to Africa. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
Ghana is one of the continent's most stable democracies, but Harris is arriving at a time of severe challenges for the West African nation.
What an honor it is to be here in Ghana and on the continent of Africa. On behalf of the president and our entire nation, we bring you greetings.
Ghana's economy, among the fastest growing in the world before the COVID-19 pandemic, faces a debt crisis and soaring inflation that is driving up the cost of food and other necessities. I'm Sarah Nafa.
35,000 people, according to the Vatican, gathered in St. Peter's Square to listen to Pope Francis's weekly prayer from his window. After the prayer, the pontiff reiterated his message for peace in Ukraine, saying, quote, only the change of hearts can open the road leading to peace. He called on people to pray for the Ukrainian people. He also spoke about the victims of the earthquake in Turkey and Syria and those affected by this weekend's devastating tornado in the U.S. southern state of Mississippi.
Preghiamo anche per la popolazione dello stato del Mississippi colpite da un devastante tornado.
Help began pouring into one of the poorest regions of the U.S. after the deadly tornado tore a path of destruction in the Mississippi Delta, even as a furious new storm struck Georgia. And two tigers briefly escaped from their enclosures at a safari park. At least 25 people were killed and dozens injured in Mississippi as the massive storm ripped through several towns on its hour-long path Friday night. On Sunday, search and recovery crews resumed the daunting task of digging through the debris of flattened and battered homes, commercial buildings, and municipal offices after hundreds of people were displaced. A Florence, Italy museum and the city's mayor are inviting people and students from a Florida charter school to visit and see Michelangelo's David. The invitation comes after the school principal was forced to resign following parental complaints that an image of the nude Renaissance masterpiece was shown to a sixth grade art class. The Italian response has been incredulous and highlights how the U.S. culture wars are often perceived in Europe, even amid a rise in right-wing sentiment and governance on the continent. The Renaissance and its masterpieces are generally above the fray. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.